Lebowski here, CM Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC, and we made it to Wednesday. Shnikes, where's this week going? I'll tell you where it's going. It's going straight to hell in a handbasket of deplorables. So before I get into, I know there's everything, the world is burning, but I can't resist. I'm like a moth to the flame, drawn to this Anthony Weiner story. If you have not heard, someone has been at it again. Of course you can believe it. Yes. Yeah, no one's surprised. But now it's going from bad to worse. If you thought he was off the rails before, now for sure, this is a full-fledged derailment. So Anthony Weiner, but let me just recap the quick news of the day. News has come out that he's been sexting a 15-year-old girl. Yes, a 15-year-old girl, a high school sophomore, if it needs to be any dirtier than it already is. Now, this is a family show. Occasionally my kids listen, so I'm going to try to keep this as PG as I possibly can. But I feel like first I got to set the scene a little bit here so we understand it. Now, if again, there's a lot here. But let me start first with just reminding us a little bit. The spectacular fall from grace. Because I think we for so long now have had Mr. Weiner. And yes, that is how you pronounce his name. You've had Anthony Weiner as a butt of all these jokes. Oh, that's also an unintended pun there. Well, but we've been throwing him around, but we forget that this guy was elected to Congress 7 times. This guy was a 7-term congressman. Yes, that means that for 7 election cycles, there were enough idiots that voted for him over and over again. And you know, I read somewhere that he only, I think, his narrowest victory, he got 59% of the vote. I mean, that's pretty sizable. Now, I understand he's a Queens Democrat, and to win as a Democrat in Queens, you basically have to have a pulse. But in his case, you know, you'll remember he was most famous for these really passionate, rabble-rousing speeches that he would give. He'd rail against Bush policies, and this was back when I think Bush was president, and the Republicans were in charge of Congress, and so he was really this liberal icon, he was a rabble rouser, and his YouTube videos would have tons of hits, and he was this great darling, and then he married Huma Abedin. And who is Huma? Well, we know her, of course, being Hillary's closest confidant. Not her body double. We've already discussed that, but she's her chief of staff and has worked with Clinton pretty much ever since the time that Clinton has left the White House. So she was with Clinton when she was senator, and she's been with Clinton as Secretary of State and now with Clinton during the campaign. And I'm saying that only because it all comes back to that. Okay, this is all relevant in as much as it helps paint a picture of Hillary Clinton's inner orbit. So Anthony Weiner, what happened? You remember Carlos Danger? Yes, Carlos Danger. Well, that was the first nickname, and that ended. Remember, he tried to claim he sent a tweet. Now, of course, I hope you follow Sam Nation on Twitter. Can I just say that? Because I've been having a lot of fun today. So if you've missed it, well, you've missed it. But anyway, so I'll tell you, his Twitter. So what happened was, is he went out and he sent off instead of sending a direct message that he intended, he put a public message up, which means everyone can see it. And then he tried to claim it was a hack. He tried to claim that. So you remember all this, right? Carlos Danger. He had to resign. Long story short, went to be America's favorite stay-at-home dad, as we've called him here. And now he's back. New acronym. He's got a new alias, though. Have you heard it? T-Dog. I can't make this stuff up. T-Dog. if it wasn't pervy enough. So anyway, the girl's 15. She's come forward. I watched her interview. They did an interview with her about the whole thing. They've disguised her voice and hidden her face to protect her identity. And she seems credible. She's recounting the story, and not just what her testimony, but she's also got screenshots of their convos. And some of the stuff is so dirty, I can't even read it on air. But suffice it to say, Wiener's got himself in a hell of a bind. And the issue here is, first of all, obviously she's a minor. Now he's sending her sexually explicit photographs and requesting that she provide him with sexually explicit material, which is a felony. And I don't know if she's in New York. It seems that she might be in New York. But if she's across state lines, you got federal problems. But even, worst case scenario, endangering the welfare of a child in New York is punishable by a year in jail. And believe me, I'm going to tell you right now, people are going to be, they're going to be investigating this guy. So where does this all go? Yeah, they're going to investigate Wiener. And now he's separated. You read this. He's separated from Huma Abedin. And it was the big to-do because when the last scandal broke at the end of August, that him and Huma separated, or at least Huma said, I'm done with him, and kicked him to the curb. And Hillary and her team, everybody quietly applauded. Oh, we've got to be decent here and give Huma her space, and this is a painful time for the fan. But secretly, Hillary is so relieved at this point because the baggage, the Wiener baggage, was just not sustainable. Because a few things. Number one, any mention of a cuckolded woman is not a good thing for Hillary. Nobody wants to be reminded of the time Hillary stood by her husband's side as he lied all about Monica Lewinsky. Nobody wants to be reminded of Bill's past indiscretions. And more importantly, they don't want to be reminded of the role that Hillary played in covering it all up. Remember, Hillary was the lady who was controlling all the bimbo eruptions? Remember that? So, trust me, the Hillary camp wants no one. If they could Jimmy Hoffa Anthony Wiener, they would. But this guy just won't stay down. It's unbelievable. This is one loose cannon Wiener. I can't resist. Oh my gosh, I can't resist. Okay. So you got this. You got this all going on. It's happening. And Clinton's camp, I am sure, is relieved when Huma kicks him out. Only she hasn't kicked him out. Because one of the things that came out in the news today, and nobody's really talking about it, they're still living in the same house. And it's not one of these... Yeah, well, right. I mean, it's not the Brangelina house that's, 80,000 square feet. It's an apartment. In New York, they're living in the same apartment. And of course, couples, when they split up, they have to do that sometimes. But still, it's odd. It's suspicious. It's something interesting. How split up are they? And regardless, even if they are, it still now puts back into the news Huma's what? Her decision-making, her ability to make decisions. So look, we're talking about Anthony Wiener. Obviously, this news story here about him sexting a 15-year-old girl, it came out this morning, and it's not good for him. But it has greater political repercussions. And of course, Trump is having a field day with it. He gave a more of a freewheeling press conference than he's given in a while. The clips of it aren't, they're not very good for radio because it was just kind of went here and there, but he had some great lines. If you missed it, it's wildly entertaining, but the best part about it is how he sums up Anthony Wiener's technology use, meaning his texting. And, everybody makes fun of Trump's age, and so, when you get an old guy talking about how texting works, like your parents or grandpa, you know, gets up there and goes, oh, you know, you got you young people, social media, you know. But Trump's actually a pretty savvy guy. He's a pretty hip old guy. And so he's talking about what Anthony Weiner's doing. And when he's describing the texting, he adds a little sound effects as he's kind of punching the air. He's punching the air with his thumbs, you know, like pretending he's using some kind of a smartphone. Anyway, play that tape. You got it?
Okay, I know Anthony Weiner for a long time. I knew before they caught him with the bing, 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 right?
And he did it twice. He did it another time. He does this bing, 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 bing. I mean, it was fantastic. And he had the crowd, I'll tell you, he had the crowd absolutely in stitches. Is this going to come up during the debate? People are asking me. Is this going to come up during the debate? And the answer is for sure. 100% guaranteed for sure, because it's going to play into the narrative on judgment. It's going to come down to judgment and the kind of people that Hillary is surrounding herself with. Now, listen, you remember the whole Corey Lewandowski thing? You know, remember he was Trump's campaign manager and he was there. He's a loyal guy. Him and Trump are close friends. He's a guy that took Trump from nothing, politically nothing, to winning the primary, more or less, like wrapping it up. And Trump kicked him to the curb for a number of things, but one of the things was he got into a fight with somebody in the office, and there were judgment problems. And when somebody has in your inner circle has judgment problems, you're the one as the leader, as the manager, you're the one that has to clean that up. You can't just say, hey, over there, you've got, you know, this is very true in business. It's why Trump's business expertise, I think, is playing to his advantage in the political game. Because in politics, people tend to be very loyal. And if you're the Clintons, you're very worried about, you know, you're worried about keeping all your secrets close. And so you don't want to lose people. You bring somebody in, you don't really want to get rid of them ever. But the problem is, and why this matters, is when you're president, just like when you're Secretary of State, you're a keeper of secrets. And people are saying, well, Trump's not presidential. He's not ready. He can't do it. He just blabbed. Remember when they gave Trump the first security briefing and everybody was having a cow? You know, MSNBC literally almost had a cow on air. How can this be? This guy, you can't security brief him. He's like a sieve. Everything's just going to come right out. Just put it on the top. It's just going to come right out the bottom. Yeah? Well, it's true. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like Hillary Clinton's email server. Just put everything on top. It just comes right out the bottom. Yeah, only the bottom funnel is going straight to every hacker in Korea and, you know, China and Russia. And so here's the thing. I'm telling you this because you know, like this, it's the judgment thing. So you've got Hillary, her top lieutenant. Nobody disputes this. Huma Abedin, top lieutenant, has a husband that is literally off the rails. He's a psychopath and even a freaking child molester. I mean, it's you don't sext a 15-year-old girl. And before you tell me that I'm off the path, he knows how old she is. Makes that abundantly clear. He engages, and again, I want to keep this, you know, he engages in fantasies that are sickening, wants her to dress up in a schoolgirl uniform, and talks about her dad leaving town and the things he's going to do to her when her dad is out of town. It's disgusting. And you cannot tell me that this is just some behavior or some pattern of behavior that came up right now, because we know it's been going on since he left. Since before he left Congress in 2011, and he only got caught because, oops, he pressed the wrong button on his Twitter. So, you don't want the Huma Abedin is somebody who will be in Hillary Clinton's inner circle. She's tolerated this. She's allowed this to happen. And I'm, you know, and any argument of discounting this, I think, is dangerous. Because any normal person, I'm telling you right now, any normal person in business, you have a top lieutenant in your company, and that person has if their personal life begins to bleed into the work environment and affect work, That's when you make a change and you say, hey, I'm sorry, you got to clean this up, because we've talked about it before on this program. We've talked about your susceptibility of being blackmailed when you're a keeper of secrets. And as a keeper of secrets, especially state secrets involving, oh, I don't know, a fairly important country, the United States of America, you don't want to have your top lieutenant with security clearance be married to a goober that is sending pictures of his crotch to 15-year-old girls. Not good. All right, when we come back, I want to tie this on. I'm not just going to talk about Wiener today, but I want to tie this into another top Democrat that is going to be a millstone around Hillary's neck. And if you haven't heard the name Jeffrey Epstein, I'm going to tell you all about him when we get back. And how this fits in with the whole Wiener thing. It's pretty interesting. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
Talk Radio, 790
KABC.
And Sam Rojofsky here, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Oh, we're talking about this Wiener guy. But let me just digress here for a minute, because part of what just frustrates me about the story, of course, is thinking about my own kids. And I'm thinking about this girl, right? She's 15. And why the heck is she sexting a guy, what's she doing? And then you got to think, it probably raises more questions than answers, but there really are a lot of, first of all, there are a lot of kids that don't come from good situations and they don't have parents that pay them attention. That's a big part of it. And it's also really scary to think at how close our kids are really to predators. I mean, and it's not just people like Anthony Wiener. There are a lot of people out there. There are a lot of people and they're just a few clicks away. And I wonder, I'm looking at all these text messages that are going back and forth. I mean, they're basically, they hit like every platform. I mean, Kick, they're on Skype, they were calling. You know, this wasn't just texting, and it wasn't just emails, but there were actual phone calls taking place. They used an app called Confide. You know, I feel like such a grandpa. You know, bing, 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 like that Trump clip that we played. I didn't even know what Confide was. I had to look it up. Apparently, it's this burn after reading type app, and it's not for the CIA. It's just for Carlos Danger and T-Dog, because apparently it's super secure. You can't take a screenshot of it. When you send a message, and then you can only read it one line at a time, and as soon as you read the first line, it erases the name of the sender. And then you read the next line and it hides the first line and so forth and so on. It continues down. Yeah, tell me, honestly, if I saw my kid on that app, there's nothing good that is happening. There is nothing good that is happening if they're using that app. Guarantee it. So parents, Confide. That is not an app you want your kids using. So yeah, and apparently, and you know, it might just be, you know, kids are stupid. You know, I did a lot of stupid stuff when I was 15. I know for sure. Maybe my parents are listening. They're nodding. They're going, yes, guaranteed. No, you may not talk to my parents about it. That's off the record. But no, so, you know, so it appears her dad has stepped in and is now, you know, talking to the authorities and is bringing this to light. And so everything's coming forward, but it is interesting. And then it's, you know, and there's been no comment from Huma, right? As of right now, 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, we have not had any comments from Huma. So we don't, and it's probably better that she not even respond to it at this point. All right, so what of this, and how does this tie into other stuff that is going on in the world? Well, let me tell you, I mentioned last segment that it's for sure this scandal is going to come into the debates, whether if it's certainly not this one that's coming up on Monday, it's going to come into the play into these other debates that are between Hillary and Donald Trump. And one of the things, again, this isn't the first pedophile that, that Hillary is tangentially related to. And that the other one, of course, is a guy by the name of Jeffrey Epstein. Now, a lot of people have never heard of him. It's kind of an obscure guy. He's a multi-billionaire, very wealthy guy. I always think you're wealthy if you own your own private island. And he does in the U.S. Virgin Islands, which is pretty funny because he really enjoys very young girls. He also has a giant house, apartment, mansion in New York City. But this guy is most known for basically serially abusing very young girls, and he ended up pleading guilty to these charges and is now, on top of being a very famous registered Democrat, is also a registered sex offender. So when we come back, I want to tell you now, he's got a very big connection to Bill Clinton, the post-White House Bill Clinton. And when I tell you how deep these two are into each other, it's gross. And it's going to come up. And everybody's saying it's not, but I'm going to tell you it's going to come up, and here's why. So Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
You're looking for a show that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. Sam Nation will accommodate you.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
And welcome back, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Continuing the show here, talking about, well, it all comes back to Hillary, but we're talking about Anthony Weiner and also Jeffrey Epstein. I was telling you about Jeffrey. Probably people haven't heard about this Epstein guy. You know, when I go and I say, well, what about Clinton and Epstein? You know, the connection, they look at me and they get this deer in the headlights stare. And I suspect primarily because Trump hasn't hit it yet, him being the great communicator that speaks beyond the media straight to the people. Things what Trump says, it kind of sticks. But anyway, I'll tell you more about why maybe he hasn't brought that up. Epstein, he's a finance guy, a multi-billionaire, also now a registered sex offender. He pleaded guilty in 2008 of soliciting underage girls and some counts of adult solicitation. It had something, but he basically had his live-in girlfriend was helping him get underage girls to his mansion in Palm Beach and also to his private island and in the Caribbean and to his mansion in New York City. And as a tangential aside, he has what is widely regarded as the largest private residence in New York City. Kind of interesting. So he settled. So this is, by the way, these charges are for real. OK, I mean, he settled, meaning paid out money. Right. That's what that means, to over 30 victims. And the youngest of which was 12 at the time of the sexual assault. This guy's a real, real pig. OK. He's a party animal. He parties. He's a mainstay on the circuit. He's got big houses, private island. He's entertained all sorts of people. All sorts of people. Larry Summers, Kevin Spacey, Naomi Campbell, Prince Andrew. Remember that guy? The Queen's son. Apparently the guy's got a bit of a foot fetish and enjoys young women as well. I even managed to find a picture, believe it or not. It's hilarious. We may have to put this up on the site or somewhere because Stephen Hawking visited the Jeffrey Epstein's Island of Sin, so-called, his private island. And poor Stephen Hawking is laying there. You know, I'm pretty sure he didn't do anything with these girls, but one of the girls in the picture looks totally, totally underage. Look at that. Look at that. And poor guy. I mean, she has to even hold, and she's not even old enough to drink, let alone, anyway. But guess who Jeffrey Epstein's closest bosom buddy is? Come on, come on, give it a shot, give it a shot. All right, you're okay, time's up. Bill Clinton. Yes, Bill Clinton. So with all these properties, of course, the must-have toy is a giant airplane, right? That's how you're going to get around. So he's got this giant private jet. It's a 727, which is an older Boeing. It can go pretty much anywhere in the world. And they, you know what it's called? It has a nickname. It's called the Lolita Express. And you know why? Well, I'll let you figure it out. Yeah, that's right. Lots and lots of young girls flying on this airplane all over the world. And guess who really loves flying on this airplane? That's right, Bill Clinton. In fact, they've only managed to document 26 trips of his. And by the way, that's really important. Because let me tell you something, because you're going to hear a lot about this. Oh, there's only 26 trips. You know, all these private flights, they're called Part 91 flights, and it's the section of the FAA code that deals with private flying when you're the owner of the airplane. You don't always have to submit a passenger manifest. Did you know that? So it's not like when you fly the airlines and you can really pinpoint ID who's on the airplane. And they filled out such silly, you know, monkey manifests here. You should read this. From one of the passengers on one of these flights that Bill Clinton was on, They only put her first name down, Tatiana. Yeah, you tell me. Okay, you tell me. Jeffrey Epstein, Mr. 30 settlements with underage girls. Okay, Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton and Tatiana. I don't need to know anything else. Do you? And so this, okay, you got Anthony Weiner, close to Huma, close to Hillary. You got Bill Clinton being the first dude of the United States, husband of Hillary Clinton, and he's doing this with Jeffrey Epstein. It just can't get any more ridiculous. Where is their judgment? Okay. I'll give you a little bit more of a connection and context here when we come back. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
now, as an added spot tonight, I just wanted to let you guys know that we are subjugating our entire show to Sam Nation because apparently he's right and the rest of everyone is wrong.
Talk radio.
790 KABC.
You know, I heard at the top of the hour, John Wolf talking about L.A. Apparently, a lot of people are walking in L.A. and they're getting hit by cars, and it's bad. You know, the pedestrian accidents are actually a lot more common than people realize. And one of the things that isn't good is that when you're hit as a pedestrian by a car, it hurts a lot. And what you want to do if something like that happens to you or a loved one is, and I kid you not, you gotta get a good lawyer, and make that first call, Attorney James Bergner. Friends call him Sweet James, and there's a good reason for it. He's trustworthy, honest, he's caring, he's got a great big heart, but he's an aggressive lawyer who's going to fight for you and your rights. Okay, get somebody to be a champion of your rights and get you the justice that you deserve. What do you do? Well, you got to give them a call. And you don't want to talk to any insurance companies or anybody like that. Just get right to the source, get represented, and let your lawyer do everything for you. So you want to call him. Call James. 1-800-881-2021. 1-800-881-2021. Or go to his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rojofsky here, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. And, continuing on all this nasty Clinton business, going through the Lolita Express, which is the lovely name of the airplane belonging to Jeffrey Epstein, a billionaire, financier, and convicted sexual predator, child predator, and close friend of one William Jefferson Clinton. Now, Clinton has flown on this plane countless times. I was telling you, 26 times that are recorded. But I began explaining to you how that isn't always the, you know, just because it's recorded 26 times, it's likely that it happened many, many other times, because these flights, there's no reporting requirement for your passenger list. It's only when you fly internationally that you have to report your passengers. It's not like the airlines. So on these private planes, probably Clinton flew this with him many, many times more. Now, another important thing is, and you tell me what this sounds like to you. There are reports that on a number of these trips, Clinton told his security detail, right, his Secret Service protection people, to stay home. Don't come. Now, why do you think he did that? Well, it's obvious. I mean, he doesn't want a security detail. He doesn't want law enforcement officers to be on board the plane, because there's illegal stuff going on. There's underage girls that are, you know, being ferried about around the world, and bad things are happening. So, you know, that's just crazy. But here's, okay. So when news of what Jeffrey Epstein did broke, when he 2001, 2003 was right around when all the charges came out. And then you can you believe this? The Federal Election Commission has confirmed that Epstein went ahead and gave millions to the Clinton Foundation even after he was arrested for abusing underage girls. And here's the part of the story that is even crazier. The Clinton Foundation never gave the money back. Or they took it and kept it. Again, it circles back to I'm sounding like a broken record here, but it comes back to judgment. I think, and the Clintons have a long history of this, I think the Clintons think they're so bulletproof. They're just above the law. Even the way Hillary set up her server and flaunted every law, knew she was going to get away with it. And guess what? She did. And they thought, look, we've got our slush fund here. People are giving money to our foundation, and it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if they're terrorists from overseas. It doesn't matter if they're despicable people at home like Jeffrey Epstein. It's never going to touch us. We're always going to just wipe our hands of it, blame it on an underling, and call it a day. This should make you mad. If not mad, at least angry. But it's making me mad. If this were a Republican, you know, they're saying Trump used money from his foundation to pay off a fine about a flagpole that was too tall. Well, no, absolutely. It's a joke. Of course it's a joke. So, yeah, so I'm just telling you, this is going to come up. The Epstein connection is going to come up. And Bill Clinton is tight with this guy. And so I think this is going to come back to haunt him. Trump is for sure going to bring this up. I guarantee it. All right. When we come back, I want to just briefly touch on what's going on in Charlotte. I'll tell you some initial thoughts. Okay. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. You can't find the words to say.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
All right, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. You know, there's no shortage of genius moves when it comes to the drug cartels and getting the stuff across the border. If you watch Narcos, you are basically an expert in this. But in the news, not just on Netflix, but in the real news, the police in Mexico have just come across a truck outfitted with a giant cannon. Now, if you look at the picture, it looks pretty homemade. But this giant cannon is being used to fire drugs across the border. Nowhere in the news story was I able to determine just how high up and how far this cannon can shoot. It uses a gas-powered pump to pressurize air, and then it fires the smuggling tool. So I don't know if this would work over a Trump wall, for example. I have no idea. But it looks pretty dang big. I'm not... Well, I was... Earlier today, I was saying maybe Rosie O'Donnell could fit in it. We could shoot her somewhere. But as I look at it, I'm not... I'm honestly not sure. I'm honestly not sure if she'd fit. But we could fire other stuff with this thing. I mean, think about the limitless possibilities. Jeffrey Epstein, we could fire him. I don't know. We need to get some submissions. What's that? Oh yeah, no, of course. Well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say it already looks pretty phallic. So if we put Anthony in it, yeah. The only question would be, do we put Carlos Danger or T-Dog in it? Sad things are happening. Sad things are happening in Charlotte. I'm going to tell you this, okay? I'm a tremendously big believer in civil rights. I believe this is a great country. I believe that we have specific rights here. We have more specific individual rights here than virtually any place in the world. And one of these rights that we have, and something we take for granted, is we're supposed to be safe. And our lives can't be taken away from us without due process. It's that whole constitutional thing. You know, it gets in the way sometimes. I talk about Obama all the time, complaining about the Constitution. But you see, we're entitled to live and be happy and all that good stuff. So the police can't just shoot you dead in the street for no good reason. Now, it's not always like that. Not every police shooting is just the cop shooting a person dead in the street for no good reason. Okay? A lot, if not most, police shootings are justified. So, in Charlotte, I don't have all the facts, and I don't like to wade into things before I do. But I'm looking at this thing, and I'm reading the facts, and the guy has a gun, and he's not putting it down when he's told to, and he got shot. And guess what? If you want to get a Darwin Award, number one way to do that is to come up during a traffic stop, hold a gun in your hand, and not drop it when you're told to. These riots have nothing to do, okay, with the shooting itself. These riots are exactly the result of failed left-wing policies in the inner cities that have caused an enormous amount of disenfranchisement with not just poor minorities, but poor white people too. And it also comes down to the fact that our police, in effect, are so scared of their own shadow that we've made everything so stretched thin with political correctness that we're not securing our inner cities the way we ought to. And so I want to talk about this a little bit tomorrow. I think there's more to this than just the demagoguery of Black Lives Matter and cops versus civilians. It's more. There's a lot more to it. The problem runs a lot deeper. And I'm as usual. It's what we do on this show. We go deep, just not as deep as Anthony Weiner. Okay, Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. See you tomorrow. Over and out.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California.
I am the smartest man alive!
Talk Radio 790 KABC.